Chapter 4. They got to America safely. Passepartout saw that Mr. Fogg and Owder were always together. They ate all their meals together. They walked everywhere together. Mr. Fix continued to follow Mr. Fogg very closely. He was always around Mr. Fogg. They walked down the streets. Some people were carrying signs and streamers. Hurrah for Camerfield! Hurrah for Mandy Boy! It was a political meeting. Yes, said Mr. Fogg. The crowd was going to a certain place. Mr. Fogg watched the crowd. They were voting with raised hands. Very suddenly, a fight started. People and banners. People used banners as weapons. People threw shoes and punches. Owder was scared. We should go, said Fix. It was too late. A man tried to hit Mr. Fogg, but Mr. Fix got in the way. His name was Colonel Proctor. Mr. Fogg challenged him to a duel. Colonel Proctor agreed. The crowd was moving away. The vote was over. Mr. Fix was fine. They went to the train station to catch their train. They were going to New York. It took 7 days for the train to go from San Francisco to New York. Before the railroad, it took 6 months to get to New York from San Francisco. Owder was glad to be on the train. She was worried because Mr. Fogg was going to fight Colonel Proctor. The train moved across America. The train stopped at a station. Passepartout was looking out the window. He saw Colonel Proctor on the platform. He was getting on the train. Passepartout told Mr. Fix. They agreed to try and keep Mr. Fogg in his cabin as much as possible. Mr. Fogg played cards during the train journey. He was playing whist when Colonel Proctor came into his cabin. I should play a diamond, said Colonel Proctor. Mr. Fogg, Owder, and Mr. Fix looked up at the colonel. Colonel Proctor and Phileas Fogg recognised each other at once. Ah, it's you, isn't it, Englishman? You wanted to play spades, said the colonel angrily. Mr. Fogg threw down the 10 of spades. You don't understand anything about whist, said Colonel Proctor. Perhaps I do as well as another, said Mr. Fogg. He looked Colonel Proctor in the eye. You have only to try, replied the colonel. Mr. Fix didn't want them to fight. Mr. Fix, the colonel, has again insulted me. I shall make him pay for it, said Mr. Fogg. Mr. Fix, the colonel has again insulted me. I shall make him pay for it, said Mr. Fogg. When and where? Asked the colonel. In 6 months we shall meet here, Mr. Fogg said. Why not 10 years? Colonel Proctor laughed. I said 6 months, returned Phileas Fogg, and I shall be here promptly, said Mr. Fogg. Now or never, I'm getting off at the next stop. It is Plum Creek, said Colonel Proctor. Very well. I will stop at Plum Creek, said Mr. Fogg. And I guess you'll stay there too, added the American. Who knows, replied Mr. Fogg. Owder tried to stop Mr. Fogg, but Mr. Fogg was very stubborn. He began to reassure Owder. He said, there's nothing to worry about. He's a windbag. At 11 o'clock, they arrived at Plum Creek Station. Mr. Fogg tried to get off the train. Mr. Fix and Passepartout went with him. Owder stayed on the train. She was very pale and worried. Colonel Proctor was about to get off the train too, but the conductor shouted, "You can't get off, gentlemen." "Why not?" asked the colonel. "We're 20 minutes late, and we shall not stop," said the conductor. "But I'm going to fight a duel with this gentleman," said the colonel. "I'm really very sorry, gentlemen." "Why not fight as we go along?" said the conductor. "I don't think this gentleman will like that," said the colonel. "It's fine with me," replied Phileas Fogg. "Well, we're really in America, and the conductor is a gentleman," thought Passepartout. The last car was almost empty. The conductor asked the people to leave. Mr. Fogg and Colonel Proctor each had a 6-barreled gun. The train whistle was the starting sound. The duel was no longer than 2 minutes. They listened for the whistle. Instead, they heard savage cries outside. The people on the train were screaming. Colonel Proctor and Mr. Fogg ran to the front of the train with their guns. Sioux Indians were attacking the train. Aldo was shooting the Indians from the train. A lot of passengers had guns. The Indians were taking bags off the train. The Sioux shot some of the passengers. The train was out of control. The conductor was next to Mr. Fogg. They shot him. He was wounded. "We must stop the train," he said. "We'll stop it," said Mr. Fogg. "Stay, monsieur, I'll go," said Passepartout. Passepartout ran through the train and found the brakes. The train started to slow down. It stopped after a few minutes. The passengers on the train said Passepartout was a hero.